Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If they are able to go out, because I think there is a case, Clint. I think there is a case, Tyler. What will this win, if they're able to beat the Broncos on Sunday, will it signal to you that they are back as a legitimate contender in the AFC? I'm not saying Super Bowl, but just a contender, and they're back in it in the NFC, because in the AFC, excuse me, because I would say the case would be if they were to win this game.
The arrow's pointed up.
There you go, Cal. They would have won, been winners of four or five of their last five after starting 0-3. They would have beaten back-to-back first-place teams when they played them. The Niners were in first place coming in last week, and then obviously the Broncos are 6-2. And that's one of the best teams in football, the Denver Broncos. And this isn't a Baltimore or 49ers thing, right? They are healthy. This is not a group that maybe one guy in Marvin Mims Jr., we'll check on that a little bit later, is the only one that may be out. But they've got most of their guys. What would this signal to you if they were to win this game?
I think you got to take them serious. I think that's what's on the line here. Is are the Texans going to be a team that you got to take serious this year in the AFC, or is this a team that is kind of just, hey, you got to be careful because they might sneak up and get you here or there, but they're really no threat. That's what this game is about. This is a monster game, man. And you mess around and beat the Denver Broncos. And I'm not so much into what last week meant or didn't mean, but if you beat the Denver Broncos, then, you know, look, I think it's going to take an offensive game versus a really good defense that you at least have your stuff together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if this offense can at least have their stuff together against a really good defense, this football team is going to be hard to beat by anybody. It doesn't matter who it is, right? And if they can solve their communication problems up front, if they can solve their problems of letting the crowded line of scrimmage overwhelm them, if they can solve those problems, then you got to take the Houston Texans serious.
Yep.
That's what's on the line this week for me is because if those are just problems, guys, and I don't care how much you like D'Amico, I don't care how much you like CJ, I don't care how good our defense is, if you can't multiple games in a season – knowing it's what you're going to get, if you can't somehow figure out how to at least slow down the rush and eliminate the A-gap, free runners in the A-gap, and give yourself a puncher's chance. I mean, give yourself a puncher's chance. If you can't do those things, then you can't be taken serious. And that's what's, to me, that's what's on the line right now.
Yeah, I think that's a good point that you made, that they're taken serious. Because I think last week's win was impressive just because you didn't
step
have
in the right direction.
It was a step in the right direction, but you didn't have Nico and you didn't have Christian Kirk, and I think that was impressive because your offense led the way,
yeah.
Right? And we talked about that last week, and your coaching staff outcoached a really good coaching staff. So I think that was impressive, but this will be the one where the actual win where you look up and there's nothing weird attached to it, right? The Ravens. When you look at it on paper, you're like, oh, they beat the Ravens. By the way, they kicked the hell out of the Dolphins, and they look like they are
amazing what one guy can do, right?
They are on their way. Yeah, Derrick Henry looks different out there. Mark Andrews looks different. Anyway, on the surface, you say they beat the Ravens. They look it, but we understand that was a different Ravens ball club, right? And the Titans are the Titans. This would be the first game where you're like, no, you know, Bo Nix is out there, Cortland Sutton's out there, their offensive line, which is as John McClain was saying, you should listen to it's the Texans All Access every night. Said they're the only team in the league that in a long time that has the most sacks in the league and then gives up the least amount of sacks in the league. So you're facing that offensive line that's really good. Their running game is tied for third in the league, and they've got all their parts. Yes, they've lost Surtain, but I mean that's not like an array of injuries like we've seen with the 49ers and the Ravens. This to me would be the first one where you're like, okay, all right, they can play with that level of team, and then you're thinking on your schedule, they can beat the Jags, they can beat the Chargers, they can beat, you know, some of these teams that are left on their schedule. And I think, as you said, you got to start taking them more serious about playoffs, postseason, if they're able to get themselves to 4-4 and win this game.
Yeah, look, we've got to see this Texans team, the games you talked about with guys being out for the opponent, yada, yada, yada. It doesn't matter. Like, when you look at the Texans offensively, defense is the truth. They're the real deal. If you look at us offensively, if the opponent has injuries on the D-line or their D-line isn't worth a damn and CJ can set his feet and throw it, we're going to score points. The problem in this league is when you look at most contenders, they've got either a scheme or a group of players that create havoc and chaos around the quarterback and are an absolute problem. That is what we've not yet been able to solve if you're the Texans.
Seattle had that. The Rams had that. Most of
Jacksonville even had it with one guy, really, to be honest with you, even though Walker's coming. That's the reality. Forget about
scheme the Bucks had it. Yeah.
Yeah. Just forget about the overall. Well, this opponent was injured. That opponent. It comes down to the box for the Texans. If another team has players or scheme that create problems right there next to the quarterback, right there around the line of scrimmage, that has been what sinks our ship. Right. And so if we can either face teams that don't have that or figure out how to give ourselves a puncher's chance when teams do have that, then we can beat anybody in the league.
Yeah.
But that is not, it sounds a lot simpler than it is. You know what I mean? It is a major, major problem. So we'll see, man. This is a week that they can prove that they can do that.
As we said, this conversation, what will this win signal for you? Would this signal to you that the Texans are now back as a legitimate contender in the AFC? From the text line, yes, Ron, because they didn't lose terribly to the good teams that they lost to. I think if you do win this game, it does make maybe the Rams game and the Jacksonville game and the Tampa game maybe feel a little bit like, all right, we got some. Because obviously you've grown from that game, and even when you were at your lowest, you won that game.
Yeah.
And if you lose it, it does. And then as you just said, if you lose that game, it's like, yep, this is what happens when the Texans play good teams that have their cast.
Yeah. Well,
like,
I mean, look,
that could start to be the trend.
You can keep a lot of folks out of the rearview mirror by beating the Denver Broncos because they're a really good football team. They're talented. They're coached well. They got great play callers and schemes. All these different things. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's no way to minimize it. There's no way to discredit a win versus the Denver Broncos. You got them at home. You got them while they're you know, Patrick Surtain is out, and this is a game you got to go get.
Text line coming through. It would signal to me that the Texans are an elite home team, but can't get it done on the road.
Yeah, I just don't believe that. We were talking a little bit in the break. Like I just believe that D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio have put a group together that when it comes to those kind of items, I just don't believe they're issues, right? Playing down to your opponent, playing on the road. Sure, you got the noise issue at some places, but I think this organization has separated itself from the bottom by the way that D'Amico and Nick built this thing. Like the culture that we talk about, the shut up and do your job, the blinders, the one play at a time, the all of that stuff, I think helps separate you from the bottom, right? I think it helps separate you from doing things like playing down to your opponent or going on the road and being overwhelmed. I think when it comes down to it, where the Texans are, they're above that, but they've still got to prove that they belong in the conversation with them top dogs.
Tyler, I could do 15 of these purple hazes.
That old haze got him, T.
Oh, God. I'm going to put this little lime in here.
Yeah, man, get some of that lime juice in there, man.
I mean, this could go down right here.
It's got a little whiskey kick to it.
Mm. I could take this now.
Is it grape and whiskey?
No, it's got some berry and a little lemonade action in there with the mix.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is like I could just...
Hey, boy, you gonna have a blowout in your straw if you ain't careful.
Once I get started, baby. I'm good, though. I just had to get a little pull, a little taste. A little taste of it. That whiskey does come through. That's good. That's real good. Good job out there, guys. Good job. Make your way. Make your way on out here, and you can get a piece of this. Someone texting, guys, we beat the 49ers because D'Amico knew the 49ers inside and out. Again, if you win this game, a lot of these excuses / explanations will feel different. Right, it will feel different. Like, all right, yeah, D'Amico knows the Niners. Okay, he don't know Sean Payton like that. He don't know the Broncos like that. You know, like not to the point where you're like, that's why they won. That's the advantage they have. I mean, also, I would also urge to say that Kyle Shanahan's one of the best coaches in football that knows D'Amico, who was on his staff. And he went against him every day and didn't have anything for him.
Well, I think that's the biggest statement that was made in that 49ers game is that it was complete and total domination over one of the best offensive coordinators out there. You can talk about being shorthanded, yada, 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 but that's still a guy that can scheme up some things, draw up some things, especially versus a defensive coordinator that he literally gave the opportunity and was in his system for multiple years. And so – you know, I don't know. I think the statement there is the job that D'Amico – the offense was great, don't get me wrong, but I think the statement is the job D'Amico did with Kyle Shanahan and Christian McCaffrey on the other side. That was special. That was big. That was that team right there is going to cause some problems for a lot of folks, and D'Amico had them all bottled up.
By the way, Clinton, Tyler, we lost Scott Woodard.
I saw that.
Ain't that a – damn, man. I mean, in about two or three days, Stephen A. did it first, and then the governor of Louisiana, old Landry, he then went and nailed it. And now, old Scott Woodard, the athletic director, he is out at LSU. And by the way, he has done some good things. Like, he brought Kim Mulkey there, and they won a national championship in women's basketball, the baseball coaching program. Has been good, and he brought the coach in there. He has done some good things. That he just blew this Brian Kelly hire and the Jimbo Fisher one before it. But, damn, they got his ass out there. I wonder how excited coaches and people are going to be there thinking, like, man, hey, if the governor don't fall out of me, does he have enough power to go ahead and get rid of my ass? Because that – I don't know that I've quite seen governors speak and then bam – you know, decisions made on the athletic director or coaches or anything like that. That was interesting.
I don't remember all of the details, but this isn't the first time. Now, this is the first time that he's been this aggressive, but this isn't the first time that the governor of Louisiana got involved at LSU.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that he's ever hired or fired anybody, and I know he's never been this vocal, but I remember the conversations recently, if I remember correctly, about Maybe it was when Brian Kelly got hired, but the oddity of the governor being in the state being more involved there than most state colleges. It's not as crazy in that neck of the woods as one might believe. Generally speaking, it is, but I think that has been that has gone on before to some degree.
Interesting. Well, they got him on out of there, and LSU going to be looking for a new coach. All right, coming up, we've talked a lot about the Texans having to deal with this pass rush and this defense and the front line for the Broncos because it's the best pass rush in football. But Bo Nix and Sean Payton got to deal with this defense.